Hello.
Hey, is Brad in?
This is Brad.
Hey, Brad, how you doing? It's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, hey, Jeremiah. How's things?
Good. How's everything going for you?
Not too bad. I'm leaving for Europe this afternoon, so I just thought we'd try to connect. You mentioned that you'd sent something to me or to us, and I'm not 100% sure what it was. We are looking for equipment financing for our factory, and we are in the process of raising a $20 million Series B, and are potentially interested in bolting on some, either long-term debt or venture debt or something like that. So
okay.
Maybe you can kind of tell me what you guys do, and we can talk.
Yeah, well, as far as the equipment aspect goes, definitely we can help you out in that area. As far as what type of equipment are you looking to bring on?
Well, we make a disposable arthroscope. So we have two main pieces of equipment that we have in the factory. One is a lens molding machine. So basically, instead of cutting and polishing pieces of glass to make lenses, we take a little small bead of glass and put it in a machine that applies pressure and temperature and just basically stamps out lenses. Comes from the cell phone industry, so it's a fairly common device. And then we have another piece of equipment we use, which is essentially a robotic device for picking and placing the lenses into a cradle. So those are probably the two main things.
Okay. So the first one's called a lens molding machine. I've never heard of that type of machine. That's what it's called?
So every time you take a picture with your cell phone,
mm-hmm.
you're using lenses that are not... I mean, normally when you make a lens, you get a piece of glass and you polish it.
Okay.
And it takes quite a while, and it's laborious and expensive, and so this is basically a way to pressure and temperature mold lenses for that purpose. So it's a lens molding machine.
It's interesting. I'm looking at a few different photos of a lens molding machine, and they range from size from super small to pretty high tech here, it looks like.
There's a machine made by Toshiba, which is this is a single lens molding machine, not a multi-lens.
Single lens. Okay.
Yeah. So there's one made by Toshiba, another one made by LightPath, a third one made by a Taiwanese company I forget now. So right now we're using LightPath machines.
Okay. LightPath, LIGHT.
PATH, PATH. They're in Orlando.
How much does something like that cost?
I think they're about $160,000 a piece. I have to double check with the guys, but something in that range. And they last quite a while. Probably, I think we depreciate them over like a 7-year period.
Depreciate over 7 years. How many are you looking to bring on? Just the one?
We now have two, and we probably will ultimately, over the next 5 years, we'll go from 2 to 15.
Oh, wow. Well, what's the reason for the huge growth?
We are just in the process of launching this product, and if you know anything about arthroscopy, there's about 5 million arthroscopy procedures done per year in the U.S. alone, so... we're looking to get to 1 million units by year five, excuse me. And each scope has 22 elements. So there's quite a bit of molding that needs to
wow.
be done.
Wow. It's by year five. So by year five, what year are you in right now?
Think of year one as essentially being 2017.
Okay.
So we're launching, we're sort of beta launching outside the U.S. right now. We have a February launch scheduled for the U.S.
Okay. How long has the business been in business for?
The company has been around since 96. They originally made a reusable scope for Smith & Nephew, and they sold that technology off to them and have been working on this disposable version ever since.
Okay. Okay, and are you an owner of the business, or?
No, I'm the CEO. CEO. The owner, effectively now, is really the Series A investors. Yeah,
got it.
They have the majority of the company.
Series A investors. Okay, perfect. Now, the other machine you were talking about, the robotic device. What's the name of that particular device you're looking at?
The company is a German company called Fanuc.
How do you spell that?
F-A-N-U-C. I can get you the precise information.
Okay.
They make industrial robots. And what this thing does basically is picks up the lenses, positions them optically, puts some UV-curing glue down, and then basically cures the glue. So that's how you end up with all of the lenses essentially in an optical train.
Okay. Now, by bringing these devices onto the business, what are you guys doing in sales right now without these devices?
We really just started launching. So we've got a backlog of about 3,000 units at about, call it $200 a piece. So you probably have, $500,000 of backlog just from 6 weeks of, kind of beta launch OUS.
Okay.
But there's no sales in the U.S. right now. We're just doing evaluations at this point.
Got it. So your guys' company has been around since 96, but it's been around in a different country? Not in the U.S.?
I'm confused. No.
Okay.
96 is when the company was founded, and at that time they were an OEM supplier of reusable scopes to Smith & Nephew. So that relationship went for, I'm not sure exactly how long because I wasn't involved, but that relationship went for a while, and then eventually Smith & Nephew took over the production, and that's when the company shifted its attention to making a disposable version of the same reusable scope.
Okay. Now I'm looking at your guys' business credit report, and on here it says you guys are a high risk business. Can you explain that?
No, I can't. But our CFO, I'm sure, can dig into it. I haven't really looked at our credit rating.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Any venture backed startup company is probably a high risk company, but I'm not sure how the.
But if you guys have been around for so long, that's why I don't. I guess that's just my biggest concern is you've been around for so long, but you just don't have the sales yet because you're introducing a new product?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. And what do you.
Previous revenue. But
what is the previous revenue? Like 2015, what did you guys do?
No, I'm talking about some time ago. I'm not talking about recent. Yeah.
Okay.
No, the relationship with Smith & Nephew came and went some time ago. I don't know all the history, but we certainly could
get all that info. Okay.
It's not really relevant because it's almost, you might as well think of it as that business was sold.
Got it.
This is effectively a brand new business.
Got it. Brand new business, basically. So that robotic device, how much is that going to set you guys back?
Rather than guessing, let me get this information for you.
Okay.
In fact, maybe what you could do, because I am leaving for Europe, so maybe what you could do is send an email to our CFO.
Okay.
His name is Marty Murphy, so it's marty@iescope.com.
iescope.com, okay.
And, go ahead and just pose all your questions to him, and then he should be able to get you the details.
Okay, perfect. Now, how soon were you guys looking to bring on this type of equipment?
Probably in the January time frame.
Okay, January time frame. And have you guys
frozen around?
Okay, have you guys gone to like the local bank that you guys work with currently?
Actually, we're in the process of probably changing banks. We have banked with Union Bank, but they're not really a bank that's sort of attuned to working with startups.
Yeah.
So, those kind of banks don't do, you know, I mean, other than like AR-backed lines of credit, they don't really do any kind of creative financing.
Correct. Correct, yes. Okay. Well, we definitely can help you out as far as the equipment side goes. As far as being a venture capitalist and getting funding that way, we wouldn't be able to help you out in that aspect. Maybe getting some unsecured cash, but without any sales, it would be really tough to get you.
Yeah. No, we have the equity side covered.
Okay.
We're just mostly looking at different options for financing the capital equipment because we don't really want to use our precious venture dollars to buy machines if we can avoid it. So that's
of course
extending our runway effectively.
Of course, you don't want to use your capital for the equipment. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me talk to Marty. I'll send him an email to get some more info. And who would I send the application to? You want me to send it to Marty as well?
Send it to Marty, yeah. Yeah, okay. He's the one.
Okay. Perfect. Have you guys done financing with anyone before in the past?
You know, they may have. I don't really know. You'd have to check with Marty. He's been around longer than I have, so you might want to check with him.
How long have you been with the business?
I started in July.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. Well, are you going to Europe for business or pleasure?
Yeah, no, for a medical conference.
Okay. Right on. Well, enjoy it. You have a safe trip, and we'll be in touch. I'll email Marty, and then if I need to get back in touch with you, I know how to get a hold of you.
Yep. Perfect. Thank you much.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.